Journey back in the studio. It's been ever so long, but you know me and Bishop never leave you too long.
Yo, what's good?
What up? And hey, Mr. Knight, yes, we still in the studio. We're still doing shows. We still putting it down for our fans. So I hope you enjoy this one. We're gonna come at you with something we haven't done in a while, and this is another. I know you're not gonna sing that song. You ain't even do our drop. It's okay. I sing it pretty.
Yes. Yes.
So after careful, looking around and definitely listening to previous shows, I can't believe it's a whole handful of songs that we have forgotten, especially some songs that we actually mentioned but never played, so we never got around to playing them. So we're going to do that today, but let's start off on a Lightfoot, something funny. This is one of my favorite MCs, as everyone knows. He has new music dropping. Tabby Bunny, and this is High School Jam.
Bye.
Then we go together. I counted all my pennies. I got my Mark and Mindy's. Cologne is Gucci, Gucci. Got on shorts like Donna Ducci. Got extra coins, so maybe after we can catch a movie. And sit all the way in the back. She said, ain't no need for that, cause you ain't getting that. Ooh, she bustin' bubbles, poppin' bubble gum. She full of folly. She ain't subtle like them other ones. Baby hair all on the neck. I hope I get a kiss. Me and my friends place bets. Why do pretty girls make you wait for fucking ever? She told me 8 o'clock, about an hour later. Damn, she took it forever. Shit, that she said, sorry for the wait. I said, it's cool, you cool. You ain't really take that long, but fantastic as always. That's why the boys follow you through the hallways. And I'm so glad to be here tonight. You got me feeling like 2 years tonight. Or prom night. Minus the you know. She said, yeah, I know. So I'ma end it right there. I don't feel like rapping the rest. I'll tell y'all the rest of the story and stuff. So very, very pretty girl. You know, we go out, went to the movies, sat all the way in the back of the theater. All the way in the back. It was only me and her there. Maybe one or two other people, but they couldn't see us. And we start kissing. You know, I lift up her shirt, started kissing on her titties and stuff. And then she had hairy nipples. I was done.
Just done. So, have you ever encountered hairy nipples?
I mean, not really. I'm not real sure what he means. I mean, sometimes nipples might have, like, hairs on them. But, I mean, how hairy was the nipples?
Like,
I guess everybody's
different.
I've
seen men with hairy nipples. Kind of gross.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I get to the point where she letting me suck and kiss on her titties and shit, I'm going to just take that in the moment. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
In a flashback, you're going to be like, ew, that was nasty.
No, not necessarily that. I mean, depending upon how hairy is it?
You know what? I'm going to reach out to him. We're going to get back to you.
Oh, yeah. I think that... I'm curious now.
I wanted to... he actually said that we can interview him. So I'll set that up, and that'll definitely be one of the questions that we will bring up to the table.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely. Because I wanted to know.
That shit was weird, yo.
It was. That's kind of, I know you ain't gonna see that song moment. But you know what's going on. It's getting hot outside, bitch.
It is.
It's getting summertime, so you know what that means. You
what
know,
does that mean?
Girls in short shorts, men acting a donkey. You know, sundress season, as the men folk call it.
Sundress season, yeah. You know,
so, I think this song is a good summer song, but it's not, I know you really ain't gonna sing that song now. This is an old school, oldie but goodie. Come on. It's called Shades, tell me.
Motown.
Safe to say that this is officially a Gold Digger's anthem.
Yeah, and they biting in it.
They biting.
That's not the same song as Puff Daddy and Who Eli.
Puffy might have bit off of them.
I want to Google who came first. Came out first.
We'll look that up on the B side. That's definitely something to look into. At my age right now, I mean, I wouldn't ask it that way, but I definitely want to know, do you have an automobile? Who do you live with? Do you have a job? I don't need to know the numbers behind these things. I just need to know, do you possess these items? Right. Or do you expect me to provide said items? Because, you know, niggas is mooching these days. And don't think just because I got a house, a car, and a good job, you're going to come live with my ass. That's the negative. Nah.
Hey, none of that. Niggas is getting over in that mooch game.
Yeah,
that
they are. That's what they too. And they look at a cute, chubby chick, the seagull, and be like, oh, yeah, she got low step esteem. Oh, but no. Nah, bitch. I'm good on you. I'm just saying. It ain't going down like that. No, no, no. You know, men think that, though, for real, in real life.
They do.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, I don't know.
You know, I've been saying this for years. I can take care of me, but can you take care of you? Because guess who's not doing it? I'm not in my 20s, nah. We ain't going there. I work way too hard to get to where I am in life, to let some nigga live off of me. It's bad enough the government doing it now. It's called student loans. They should not charge us that much fucking interest.
Yeah, student loans is a motherfucker. These motherfuckers be calling this shit all calm, like you really got it.
Yeah.
Like, well, we could do this and this. I'm like,
I ain't tell you about what happened
to me.
That's
still a really big number. I don't know. Did you?
In my student loans. Because, you know, after grad school, motherfucker called me. Well, I was deferred. I thought I was deferred to 2020. And then, all of a sudden, out the blue, I get a bill. And these motherfuckers say, they want to pay $600 a month. I ain't laughed for such a healthy place in my life.
$600
a month? For what?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Where the hell are you guys coming from? And all that is interest. I'm like, nah, bro. We gotta talk about this. Nah.
We're gonna have to adjust that.
Like, don't the president get one major act to do before he leave? He need to go be like, yeah, I'm dropping all student loans interest down to like 2%.
They keep saying Barack gonna do that shit down.
He ain't sorry, yeah.
He need to go ahead and do that shit. Quit bullshit.
You don't understand? Cause like, if he do some shit like that, I promise y'all, I would take out a loan. I would take a loan out against my house to pay my student fucking loan. So I would take a second on my fucking house. Pay that shit off immediately before these niggas change their mind. Everybody gonna be at the bank. Yo, what that credit look like? I got good credit. Let's do this.
Come through.
That's all I'm saying. So let's see what we got up next. Let's ease into the ratchet. So, you know, everybody's tripping off of the Birdman interview, if you can really call it that. The Birdman spaz out is what I would like to call it. You know, put respect on my name. He really thought he was going to get some respect on it, too. Oh, bless the children. But we're going to take this back to a big timer song.
Running,
Project
Why?
Bitch.
Let me do this.
Run it. What?
Shit.
And her friends, Lisa, Teresa, Maria, Tia, Leah, and Kim. I love y'all broads, no disrespect to my dogs, but I love y'all broads. Yeah, I love y'all broads. To the ladies, having babies without no drama. To my niggas, with figures, say I love my baby mama. I bought them shoes, them tattoos, and even fix your breasts. I put your side, the flash ride, put an S on your chest.
This is for the ones who out with it and be putting their mouth on it and suck everything out of it. Catch it and swallow it. I'm Lil Weezy for cheesy. I'm off the easy. Believe me, see me, I squeeze in between it. And then I leave it so greasy. When I come through in a Rolls Royce, leave them with no choice. Put the hop up in it and just let me make they throat moist. Spirit and vodka, it just carry a nigga. Give me 3 minutes, maybe 4, she be wanna marry a nigga.
Yeah, me
me a project bitch. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give a fuck and say she took that dick. Give me a project chick. Give me a hood rat bitch. One that don't give a fuck and say she took that dick. My mama sent me by my grandma. My grandma flipped out. In this house, so I rolled out, scored me a house and sold out. But I fucked up when I started living up in these hoes' house. Niggas started fucking one of the bros, cause she was sucking a nigga dick good, keeping it hard, letting the nigga come all over her chest and tongue. She was still on, I spared her because her children. She was the hoe, she gave me head behind her deal done. Ain't selling records, but I'm out cause I sell a million. If you wanna take it there, we can break it off. Cause y'all pussy ain't got a nigga tweaking it all. I sling this dick, summer, winter, spring, in the fall. Ask me head down, I'm bringing it all. I'm trying to hit you from the back, tell you how it get long. This motherfucking dick good and it always be hard.
Give me a project bitch. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give a fuck. And say she took.
G'd up in my Range Rover, flow dope, be D'd up. Tattoos and new cars and these project cuts. Got this nigga, bitch, I know I've been wanting to fuck. I deal with sluts, ladies, and bitches don't give a fuck. Project bosses, we just say respect us. Bitch, nigga, find me in a flow dope Lex. I got a bitch, shoot dice, a bitch that ain't right. I got a bitch, a front your work, and I'll take your life. I got a credit card, ho. A scam type hoe, a fraud type hoe, like to snort that dope. A dick sucking pro, a calico hoe, a real solid bitch out Chicago. Got a brat type bitch like the wine and shit. I got a project bitch like to snort some shit.
Give me a project bitch. Give me a hood rat chick. One that don't give a fuck and say she took.
Juve?
I mean, I would say, I know you're not gonna sing that song, but clearly they did.
They did that.
They did that. But this was one of my favorite songs back in the day, so I can't even lie. And I'm not a project chick. But while we down there in the NOLA.
In the NOLA.
We're gonna go ahead, and since we just heard for Juvenile, we gotta throw on his biggest. I know you really didn't sing that song, and more importantly, I know this song wasn't your biggest hit. More importantly than that, I know we don't like this song, but for some reason it works. It do. You know what I'm talking about. That's you and that big bounty being song.
I personally like this song. I think this song
I like
this
song too, but I know you just not gonna sing. Like, I don't understand how this works. Like, I don't.
That's the New Orleans.
It's like the stupidest thing I ever heard. But it's through the years they have stood just strong. That's you and that bit about it being song. That's you talking to yourself because you ain't got no friends, huh?
You at the burning or return, huh? If your daddy get out the way with you, you gon' see that he learn, huh? Life's a bitch, huh? Niggas be begging, but you ain't giving up shit, huh? You stealing the bricks, huh? You got a wife and three kids, huh? But you be fucking around right in the neighborhood you live, huh? You on a truck, huh? With TVs and CDs rimmed up, huh? Fucking them up, huh? You won't be stunning on your cell, huh? Get your partner some money, orders and commit to jail, huh? You about ready to roll a guard, huh? Some of that draw, huh? You about to get you some more, huh? You that nigga with all that cheese, huh? You that nigga that whipped the girl and she called police, huh? You understand, huh? You ain't gonna cry like a bitch, you gon' be your man, huh? Wherever you stand, huh?
You pimp Jesus, you got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment you expire, you know what it is. You make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. They don't be crying, and it's something, you pimp Jesus. You got your block on fire, you remain in the cheese. Until the moment
but you inspire, you know what it is. Nothing out of something,
down. You done got yourself in some deep shit. Now you stuck in your house, you gotta beat the remix. You can't go out, cause they gon' leave you in the deep ditch. They hit you with the sign, but you decide to keep shit. Only reason you alive, cause you read lips. When you drove by the block, low in your seat and shit. Seen them out and off, how they don't need this shit. How they sick of you, ducking them, dodging, weaving and shit. How they call you and you don't return they beeps. Now they ready to kill you and all your peeps. You done fucked around with some wild niggas. You done fucked off the dough of juvenile and jiggers. You better get it back or sleep where the river's at. They send shots through your fitted cap. They got big guns that go rack, rack, rack. Where your niggas at?
You keep chasing, you got your block on by you. Remain in the G until the moment you expire. You know what it is. Don't make nothing out of something. You handle your beers and don't be crying and it's up and you keep chasing. You got your block on by you. Remain in the G until the moment you expire. You know what it is. Don't make nothing out of something. You handle your beers and don't be crying.
You gotta get up off your ass, huh? And make the cash, huh? And stay away from them bags, huh? Two and two to come together, huh? Juvie and Jigga, huh? Straight up the realest, huh? That nigga mad and fresh a fool, huh? He be bringing it to them bitches on every song that he do, huh? My fucking hell, I'm going plat, huh? You bought the tape, huh? Tell him ain't none of it fake, huh? You got a shipment coming in, huh? During the week, huh? Got into something for me, huh? Your boy and them be drawing heat, huh? But that's your water, so you gotta find you some of the creep, huh? Nigga tired of living fast, huh? Your boy hit the stash, huh? Now you wanna go bust his ass, huh? You keep it real, huh? You don't fuck with no nigga, but you will kill, huh? You know how I feel, huh?
You a baby chaser, you got your block on fire. You remain in the G until the moment you expire. You know what it is. To make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. And don't be crying, and it's something. You a baby chaser, you got your block on fire. You remain in the G until the moment you expire. You know what it is. To make nothing out of something, you handle your biz. And don't be crying, and it's something.
Crazy song. This song blows my mind because it should not work, honestly.
I wonder how many people know that song, yo. That song's got legit old right now.
I know, we getting old. That shit came out when I was in high school. Like, literally.
I remember we first saw that shit come on, too. Niggas was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Talking about? He's a real busted. Why he got on? Our little thing, I'll tell a little song why I don't like Juvenile as a person. when I was on the radio, back in Greensboro, this is before, like, I was like, number one, when he first came out, I was trying to figure out why the hell he had on Reeboks.
Like, Soldier
Reese. You a grown man in Reebok classics, yo. That's unacceptable. But he was going to do a meet and greet for the radio station, so we put it all together and stuff. So we had the cafeteria. We're waiting on him to come, sign all these autographs, all these people here. Do you know this motherfucker, instead of going to the meet and greet, him decides to go to the mall to buy Reebok classics. So now we got to tell all these people, like, yeah. And then he rolls by the meet and greet in the bus, refuses to get out.
Goes
to the station, does like a couple of drops and dips. I was like, you fucking asshole. I'm that nigga with a damn Reebok classics on in a box. Get your life. You ain't go to the meet and greet so you can buy Reebok classics. So that's what you do in the 2000s? Okay.
The Soldier Reese was the jump, though. Soldier Reese.
I've always come from, you know, my era was the Foxy Brown era, and we stood by the Fuck them Reebok bras. You made it known who the wife was. Just saying. Hey, we going old school. We go old school. So, while we sitting back, this is, you know, I thought this song, got some good stay power, but I don't think people know it like that either. But this, that Missy Elliott, Jay-Z. Yeah, Jay-Z was on high. He'll jump on a high remix now, won't he? Missy, Jay-Z, and Trina. And I think Luda on here, too. Mini Man remix. I love this. Love this. But I know you ain't gonna sing that song.
Here's your chance, be a man, take my hand, understand. I don't want no minute man.
Y'all missing on the back of milk cartons, and it's no rewards, no regards. Close, but it's no cigar. A hard head make a soft, but a hard make the sex last. I dump in pools and make a big splash. Water overflowing, so get your head right. It's all in your mind, punk, so keep your head tight. Enough with tips and advice and things. I'm big dog, having women seeing stripes and things. They go to sleep, start snoring, counting sheep and they so wet that their body start to leak and just cause I'm an all-nighter, shoot all fire. Ludicrous balance and rotate all tires.
Show me what you got.
50 grand, I get this on one take. Look, I'm not trying to give you love and affection. I'm trying to give you 60 seconds of affection. I'm trying to give you cash, fair, and direction. Get your independent out of here. Question? I'm not your man, not Ralph Tresvant, not Ronnie Romance. No, ma. I'm trying to hit you, then quit you in the middle of the round like I'm Roberto Duran. No, ma. 6 a.m. another chick in the
put
house.
Your hands up.
6:15 another chick kicked
put your
out.
Hands up.
Spent 1 minute trying to got out. The other 14 trying to put it in her mouth. Too chubby, too much and make you love me. Now be a nice wifey and run home to your hubby. Cause we both knowing what we doing is wrong. Don't forget to put your ring back on.
with that quick shit. You better break me off. Stiff tongue or stiff dick. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Hell, not a please me. You gotta sleep in it. Yeah. I see you talk a good game and you play hard. But if I put this thing on you, can you stay hard? If not, you better keep your day job. As I'm looking for a man to make me say God. I'm off glass and you know this. I work your ass out like a rover. So baby, stay focused. Start off slow and then speed it up. Baby, show me what you got. Is you a G or what? If you can't beat it up, then eat it up. Put a cherry on top, whipped cream it up. What?
Missy Nasty Ass.
So when this song came out, bitch, do you feel like it put a little extra pressure on the men to keep it up to snuff? Did you feel more pressure not to be a mini man? Because you know everybody was hollering, I don't want no mini man.
I mean, you know, I just like to do, I would do, let me do what I do. And you know, the things going to come out how they come out, you know. I ain't going to say that it's never happened because it has, but you know.
Aww.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Awesome.
You win some and you lose some. Hold on, man. I'm going to be right back with you.
You say you win some and you lose some.
Hello.
You sound like you lost one.
Tired, boss.
Oh, that tickled the daylight out.
What took one?
So, Bishop is on the phone. So, I just talked to you. My mini man experience.
Yeah, doing a bad show.
Mini man, I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Sometimes you just don't want nobody humping and hollering you that long. Like, you don't want a minute man, but you ain't trying to go for like an hour, hour and a half. I'm old now. Like, that 3 hours of you just being on top of me, it's like I ain't in love no more. I ain't in love with nobody.
Hello.
You done messed up my whole monologue.
Pocket dial. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You messed up my soliloquy. My monologue.
We're going to chop it up and make it do what it do.
But no, I'm just saying, at my age, what you think? At my age, I don't want nobody. Number one, I got intimacy issues.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I kind of like my own personal space. So when somebody owned me for like 2 hours or something like that, like, get the fuck off, man. I ain't.
Well, I mean, you know,
I don't want nobody on me sweating that long.
I mean, you gotta like know what you like and kind of like, you know, kind of navigate towards that. Because I mean, don't nobody want to be. I don't think nobody. Well, there may well be people that want to be doing it for all the 2 hours. I have my times like that, but sometimes it just ain't that kind of party. At the same time,
a good 45 minutes.
Yeah, if it's quality, like I was saying, you know. Not even that you necessarily got to be, like, you know, in love, per se.
But if
the fucking is, like, good, that's like...
If you're in love, the feeling is different.
That's very true as well.
It's very different. And I've had that good feeling where I wanted all the... Like, that's why I don't like people spending night and stuff. Because I know I had that good feeling. It was like nympho on it. Like, me and my ex-husband all the time. Like, nonstop. Just all the time. I love that feeling. But it's like, yes. That's why never mind. I'm about to go a whole different place. But, like, it was really... It's like, for the longest, I was chasing that feeling, but I just can't get it. Yeah, it's like an addiction, but I ain't got that feeling no more.
You can't chase that feeling. That's like drugs.
Yeah, it was like drugs.
You be out there acting like a junkie.
I was. When we got divorced, I went through withdrawal, man. That's why I went back a couple of times, like for, you know, old time fake dabble. But the last time we went back, it ain't feel the same.
But not for real. I mean, like... If you got that feeling, that connection with somebody, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be real. You know what I'm saying?
But that feeling go away because the last time it didn't feel the same. So,
well,
it's
everything, no point in doing that. The energy might not have been there. The energy might not have been correct. If the energy ain't right, it ain't going to be right.
Sad face.
I mean, you know, it's all good though.
Yeah,
you live the fight another day.
Exactly. That's why I'm just chilling, man. This relationship shit. But you know what? This is a good segue to the next song, because a feeling that I personally never get tired of, but I still know she didn't sing that song, is Miss Smurf, Eat It Anyway. And sometimes when the feeling's not there, you just gotta let them eat it anyway.
Hey yo, this for my cues. All the amazes across the country. Wise Guys Entertainment. Young and Dumb. Let's go.
Daddy say you really wanna see it. Wanna see it. Grip tight, plus you know it's fat leaks. Can't leave you here. Never, ever, ever been a freak. Been a freak. He wanna taste what it's scared of. So I made him eat it anyway. But he don't know it yet. Tongue all out his mouth. Ayy, I'm a freak. Better quit showing me that. Cause you be done find me with my thighs on your shoulder. Chin all shining like a Krispy Kreme donut. Muffled hollering, hold up. Talking about what you done do. Eat it anyway like the kids from Tootaloo. What a mighty Y.E. over at Jay Spade. That pussy real nasty. Put that ass in your face. Quench your thirst like a Sprite boy. Hey, looking for the lifeguard. He ain't careful, you a drown. Gotta hold on tight. Y'all be scared of the flow. Still waters run deep. I know you wanna come see, yeah.
Daddy say you really wanna see, you
wanna see, yeah.
Tight, plus you know it's fat leaks. Can't leave me, yeah.
He never, ever, ever been a freak,
been a freak.
He wanna taste what it's scared of.
Better bag it up. Let your mouth run if you won't. Better latch it up. Plus, I don't usually eat pussy unless it smells great. Ain't got a taste like a Mississippi pound cake. Booming and banging. That thing gotta be right. Juicy like a pearl every time a nigga buy it. Get it in, get it right. Girl, I don't need you hawking me. Want a nigga phone up, only two stalking me. And I bet I know you ain't gotta learn ya. If I put this tongue on that twat, bet that turn ya out. They call me Mr. Get It Right, cause I don't play around. Let me slide these polo boots off, it's getting
nice. Daddy say you really wanna see me. Tight, plus you know it's fat leaks. Can't leave me, can't leave. Never, ever, ever been a freak.
Been a freak.
He wanna taste, but he's scared of the heat.
So I made him eat it anyway.
That's some aggressive rap music for your ass right there, motherfucker.
Well,
that shit was gangster.
I love it. She gives you perfect instructions. Sometimes you just be in the car and be like, eat it anyway.
Wow. Eat the pussy in the car. I ain't never did that.
Really?
I don't trust it. That just don't seem safe. And you're not going to be able to like get to where you need to get to.
You'll be amazed. You ain't never had a short woman, had you?
I don't know, yo.
Anyway, too much of me on this, and my mother listens to the show. She been waiting for a new one. No, mother, I do not do such things ever, never. But the boys have their version of Eat It Anyway, And I appreciate it.
There are several. I wonder which one you've chosen for today's selection.
One that is not a big song. It's from them New Boys. What they have, the New Boys had, "You're a Jerk." I know, "You're a Jerk." But they also, I said, this was tripping me out because I'm like, no, the Babies did. But yes, the Babies did. This is the New Boys, "I Eat the Pussy." I eat the pussy. I'm a man about it. Oh!
I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it, cause I eat it all day, eat it all night. She said her man whack, can't do it right. So she called me, get a boy G, and I'm gon' lick her body. I get her real wet, kiss her on the neck. She said, come get inside me. I told her, ass no, get back on the flow. I'm gon' do you, shout it. I get up in my zone, eat it while you moan. Do it like a grown, get your mind blown. And I get it done, so I let it be known.
I eat the pussy. I'm a man about it. Cause I eat the pussy. I'm a man about it.
Cause I'm a man. I eat the pussy out. I show you what this tongue game's about. I put the pressure on you, shout. After I go when we out. I'm a man, but I ain't never new to this. I tell your man, get back like Ludacris. He mad that I'm having grown man sex with your pretty little pussy in them chrome spandex. Now I got you all wet, till your old man vex. And your best friend bad, till your best friend's next. Psych, don't let me gas you.
I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it, cause I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it.
Now I ain't never seen another girl like you, and you ain't never seen another nigga like me. You wanna get it on, cause my name TB. Right after I'm done, put the pussy on me. I don't know what it is, but I'm loving that P-U-S-S-Y. I don't know what's gotta do it, cause bitches know I do it right. And I screw it tight, keep it up all night. Girl, you heard me? Now this song could only get me famous. But if anybody asks, I just use my finger. She could think that.
I eat the pussy. I'm a man about it. Cause I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it, cause I eat the pussy.
It's exclusive. Baby girl, I do this. Shorty love me and I know why. Cause I'm going down like Mary J. Blige. I'm the man when it come to this. Cause I got nice lips and my tongue is sick. And I bet you this kid will have you coming quick. But you ain't getting shit if you ain't sucking dick. Baby, I get around. Flyest nigga in this whole damn town. But this is just a song, I ain't never going down.
I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it, cause I eat the pussy, I'm a man about it, cause
yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
What, did they eat the pussy?
I mean, they're very proud about eating the pussy, but they're going about it way, way, way too hard, you know what I'm saying? This nigga rap, this nigga say it now. Say her man don't do it right, so he come over and eat the pussy. I mean, that's cool, you know, on face value. But you should be like trying to fuck if like that's like what you're gonna be doing.
But the other one said, "No, get back on the floor."
No, yeah, then yeah, she was like, "Get in it." She was like, "I want you to get in it." He was like, "No. Get back on the floor. I eat the pussy. I eat the nigga, what are you doing, nigga? You about to get kicked out." All this nigga gonna do is eat pussy all night. Damn. Wrong with this nigga. He's a good guy to have around though.
Definitely
a that nigga that damn.
That's the emergency number in the glass jar that you break. Like, hey.
A nigga gonna come eat the pussy, if nothing else.
Guaranteed.
Niggas be wild like that though, boy.
But they trip me out when you say
I know some niggas who damn Them boy eat the pussy. When I saw the Two Live Crew, the dude next to me, this nigga was one of them niggas like that, dog. This nigga could eat the pussy, dog. He down.
Stranger danger?
He was, hey, this nigga was down for it, in it, all the way. He had a blast, a fabulous time. He got that song in his iTunes. For damn sure.
Or his title.
Yes. I thought that shit's on title. Goddamn.
I'm just saying, man.
Nobody has title. I'm just joking. By he title, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. By title. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he said, I'm having grown man sex with you. I didn't know that, you know, eating pussy equal grown man sex. But okay, I see where you're going with that. I'm just saying.
That boy fucking jokey, dog. We would trip off these niggas. I eat the pussy. I eat the... This is really a song niggas put out?
Yeah.
Niggas should have listened to that. Should have been like, nah, man. That shit cool for like a little interlude. You know what I'm saying? That's like a little interlude song.
No, but they got bars.
They got bars. They got bars the whole and hooks. That should have been a little interlude on the song, on the, between some hot shit.
All right, so we gonna go to some real grown man nasty, and we talked about this on the actual very first. I know you're not gonna see that song, which is Akineli, "Fuck Me for Free."
Oh no, yeah, this song, yeah. This is fabulous. Not, fabulous. Sleeper about this shit right here on the record. This shit came on the back of Put It In Your Mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, on the B-side.
Yes, this shit was a winner. You play this shit at the party, this shit was a winner, a hit.
Would you fuck me for free? Rock City Queens. Yo, this is Ocknell with my man's complexion. Right, I love it when my thug singing pocket.
Super, super, yo,
That shit was ratchet before you was calling it ratchet.
Oh, for sure. He said the furthest down south I'm going is the accent. I want a food.
I want a food. I want a food. That was the shit, dude. We ain't no cut up going here. Cut your little ass up.
So, the next song, I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back to 2016. We're coming back up. This that Chris Breezy, Chris Brown, Lucky Back to Sleep. I think it's the remix because it just tripped me out. Like, this is strictly dedicated to his ex. He like, you want me to say your name? And in the middle of the song, he was just like, Carucci.
I think Chris Brown be on drugs, yo. Like, seriously.
With Dowdy.
I think he be high.
Have you listened to the remix?
I haven't.
Like, when he came on the first time.
I think I heard that little part where the nigga just like, Carucci.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
this stuff. That's what I did. I was like, did that just happen? And then I was like, why did her mother name her Carucci?
She's Asian.
Okay.
So, like, it's like probably normal for like, okay, you know, their culture.
Okay, because I was so confused. He was like, you want me to say your name? Like, he done dropped it all on the floor. He like, look, this is all I got.
Cards on the table.
I want to fuck you back to sleep. Either you going to come, you don't think, look, it ain't one of these songs where every girl think I'm talking about them. Oh, but no. We know in America, it's probably the only one Carucci. Bitch, I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I try to stay away from the entertainment dudes, because I ain't trying to have my name out yelled there. My name is on the song. Your friend put my name on the song. But
pretty sure he did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, for sure he did.
That's your friend, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's your friend.
Y'all are definitely closer friends than he and I.
Nah, that's all you right
there. That's
no claim, no cosigns over here at this point.
Sweat 'em out, baby, spread 'em out. You know what to do. I wrote the book on the way how to sex you up. Sex you up. We can do it like I'm on the stage. We'll have an audience, baby. I'll show you the way that I sex you up. Oh, I can lick you up and down till you say you love how I eat on that pussy. Just might go put a tat on that pussy. And that's Usher, Usher. There's no other, other. Yeah. Damn, girl, yeah, you got that juicy. Love when I make you come, I make you good shit. One after the other. I'm the champion lover, lover.
Fuck you, sleep, make you up again. I got so deep, beat it up again. Girl, come and sit on my tongue again.
Cause I love to teach you, yeah.
I can tell you've been eating your pineapples. Girl, your pussy tastes like pineapples, yeah.
Girl, when I hit your G, it feel like you gon' be. Baby, come just for let me.
Just dope.
That was a double play, so y'all get it in. We ain't even interrupt y'all on that double play.
Bird. That was plenty of time for you to get one in.
It
get
is.
Romantical.
To exactly. The, now you back with us. We got to do our midnight voices. Now you back with us.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, but I had to make sure y'all heard that Carucci.
Yeah, your man was wilding, you know.
But sometimes, you know, that's what women be wanting. Just for you to be real with your feelings.
I'm pretty sure she felt good about it.
Oh, for sure. Every time that song, you know how much that song plays on the radio?
A lot.
Yes!
They're going to keep playing, too.
Like, girl, he missed me.
He going to say that every time.
Look, girl, he missed me. And I ain't even got to show you the little screenshot text. Look. He said it on the song to the world. I don't know, positive... your name in a song positively like that. Like, if my ex-husband would have put my name in a song, I probably wouldn't have fell for it. But it would have made me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside somewhere.
The warm and fuzzies are good.
a warm fuzzy. So I was just randomly on Instagram and I ran across this post that says, and I'm gonna ask Bishop, because we cool like this and we ask each other questions like this, should threesomes be mandatory in relationships for survival?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so. Have you ever had a threesome?
Absolutely not.
You haven't, Bishop? I would have thought you have. You're very adventurous.
I mean, you know. I go the other way on the threesome thing, I think. To me, it seems like...
Because you might get a sword fight. Or the other way.
That's definitely never good.
Or the other way.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking like, you know. I mean, I guess it could be cool, but it seems like a lot to have going on at one time to me.
Yeah.
Having sex with two women. I only have like the one penis. I don't know, y'all.
Like, what we gonna do? What we gonna do?
You have to like constantly have a pussy in your mouth. You're like constantly. Your mouth would have to be going at all times. Because then one of them gonna be on the dick. And then you're gonna have to like do something. Unless your reds go in a circle and everybody like.
Round and round we go.
What's that? What's
round
that
and
called?
Round
What's
we go. Scrub the ground. Oh, you talk about orgy is more than three. So when you add that fourth, that's
Yo, that's an episode of Vice and shit, right? I don't know if you watch Vice.
I don't believe I do.
But Vice is a show on HBO and shit. It's kind of like investigative reporting to a degree. But they do it like a lot of, it's like next gen stuff that's like for our generation. Cool shit. And one of the episodes, dude is like investigating like this little homosexual thing that they go to, like the pier, where like all the like dudes, they just like go under the pier and that shit is like whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Where he went under, now I'm telling you, this man has been
the smut spot?
The smut spot of all smut spots. This man I've been in gunfire in Iraq. This man I've been with Chief Keef and them in Chicago. Smoking, getting high with dudes in Atlanta. I never see this dude like taken aback or scared. This man came out. You can tell by the look of his face. This man saw something he wish he had never seen.
Oh, this a real show?
Yes.
Like, it ain't no, like, scripted show. This a real show.
Yes.
On HBO.
Yes,
oh,
he actually
Lord,
went.
I gotta go. Okay, this is a whole different situation you just told me. What the hell did he see? We don't get to see what he saw?
Nah, we don't get to see what he saw.
But damn.
I don't think we want to, though. Just to hear him describe it, that's just, like, epic.
What did he describe? I gotta watch this. What episode is this?
I'm like, we gonna just insert it here.
5 mile radius.
Within a 5 mile radius, yeah. There's 1,500.
Yeah.
Not just 1,500 beers, but 1,500 beers specifically on Growler right now.
I'm gonna go down to Dick Dock and see if any of the fish are biting. Was extremely jarring. There was pretty much every manner of sexual congress I could think of on display under that dock. Three ways to like 12 ways to group sex to circle jerks, and then just the air smelled of ass and cum and a little bit of lube.
Question pearls.
As you have seen.
As you have heard.
Yeah.
Let me just describe his face. I felt like somebody may have eye raped him. He was so traumatized. This is just. I wanted to reach into the TV and hug him because
console him.
Yeah. He was like really shook it up. Like, he said, it smells like butt ass cum.
That's not a good combination of smells, right? To just have that shit just be full on in your face and you outside.
Oh my God.
Shout
this Like, he went in all happy go lucky. He came back out like the world had ended. Like he was about to be one of the people in the corner. Like, the end days are here.
You done seen some shit that people don't want to see. See, but it was a 12-way.
A 12-way.
What you call that?
That.
Fine.
That's nasty.
That's doing way
it's
too
way
much.
Too many partners.
It's too
all
much.
All in one circle.
It's too much
like,
going on.
Who's paying attention to who at that point?
I don't know, yo.
I can't even justify this in my head.
That joke is like that. Like the elephants going around, like on Dumbo, with the elephant circus, like just grab their trunk.
One tail. I bet that is how they do it. And all of them, like, you seen that movie, The Centipede?
Yeah.
Something like that. They all connected.
All just together.
That, if y'all have not seen the scary movie.
I didn't see the movie, but I've heard about
you
the movie.
You didn't see that movie. If you have not seen the movie Centipede, it is so fucking nasty, yo.
Motherfuckers is ass to that, mouth.
Yes! And then, like, if one shit, like, the first one shit is going through the second one and the third, it was horrible. This is the worst
shit. I think come back around.
That shit is, like, one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. It's actually right now on Netflix, I believe.
The Doo-Doo Circle.
Yeah, it's horrible, y'all. It's fucking horrible. Like, one threw up and it goes back up. It's just horrible, like. Who takes that shit like that? Like, is it your job to make me just feel this way? Ugh. Okay, off of that. So, the last song, Oldie But Goodie, I love it. Bridget Kelly, I actually love her. She actually did that song after, everybody did it really, but, you loved his music. What's his name? Oh, shit, I just had it. What's his name? Blue Ocean? Frank Ocean. Think About Forever. I think the song was originally wrote for her to sing it. Anyway, we're not talking about the song. We talking about In the Morning. Let me tell y'all a little something about this song. We actually listen to the song. We come back. We talk about it.
Drink as if I just heard my last rites.
As if
tomorrow I was up for execution.
Execution.
16 shots, one in the chamber. And I don't mean firearms. I mean the kind of drunk that make you do it before you know what you're doing.
What you're doing.
I waited till my pride passed out in front of me. Picked up my phone for some stupidity, yeah. The clock on the wall says 6:23 a.m. I got a phone call to make before my pride is away. What the hell did I do last night? What the hell did I say last night? Messages on my phone from him, but most of these are from his girlfriend. Damn, how many times did I call? I don't remember calling at all. I messed up this time, I think. I need a drink, yeah. A bottle and a half later, I'm feeling alive. Just like that, when my phone at, yeah. 'Cause I can only say it when I'm drunk. Normally my pride won't let me. I can only tell them how I really feel. Once I get a few drinks in me, I love him, I love him, I love him. But I can only say it when I'm drunk, drunk. Hey,
know, anytime I hear something about drunk dialing, I just need to just ask maybe years later if he feels a little different. But Bishop, you want to pay the people a little more of your phone call?
Oh, nah, yeah. I do still have it, though.
Why you sitting on it? You can give us a little more peach. Give us a little more peach.
Nah, you know, maybe at some other time. Not currently, though.
Oh, she's still in rotation?
Nah, not that, but you know. What's done is done. You know what I'm saying? Don't need to break up all shit. That's just classic.
That's just classic. That is why we have the phrase classic, yo, for real. But I mean, I've jumped down before.
Sheesh, we all have.
I've jumped down before, man. I remember when, like, well, up until recently, like, I might have a flashback or something, and I just randomly, like, text my ex-husband, like, I fucking hate you. Like, I fucking hate you too. But we just hate each other then. It means the whole is this much love still left, y'all. This much love still left. You see it.
So much love left that we hate each other.
Yeah, a lot of people say I don't hate him. Like, I forgive him for everything he's done, but I hate him. He fucked up everything. He fucked up the church's money. We had a good little thing going. Like, he fucked up. Now I'm all cynical. And I'm just looking at niggas like, nigga, you ain't shit. But I'm going to give you a chance, opportunity to prove to me you ain't shit. But, hey.
You ain't shit.
You ain't shit. Nah. I mean, I've dated a lot of people. Like, PG, good people. I talked to PG the other day. He's been in a relationship for a long time. I'm glad. I'm happy for him, actually.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I tell you. You know PG. Me and PG hung real tight. I'll tell you later. Yeah, we'll give you names. But yeah, he's doing his thing. Matter of fact, I was supposed to ask you something for him too. Yeah. But yeah. And UT1, I wish him all the bad in the world. I hope everything evil happens to him. Like,
all the things bad in the world happen to him.
Like, I have nothing good to say about UT1.
Motherfucker.
Fuck you and the dick you shot out of is the way I feel about that nigga. And we've been down since we were like 9 years old. So that's saying a lot about the fucked up type of person he is.
I hate you so much right now.
Ah, complete with Khalees screaming. I don't know why I was just rambling who I hate. But anyway, I ain't bitter. I'm good. I'm cool. I'm making steps to my next goal. And that's when I'm going to have to come out with my Beyonce dress on. Be like, I slay. It's happening, Bishop. It's happening. Transformation is on the way.
Transformation.
Yep. I told Bishop being my best friend, he'll be the first to know when transformation is complete. But I already told him it's about to go down. I'm gonna start acting real brand new to everybody with you. Love you. Anyway, we out, y'all. We have kept you longer dub. Thank you for hanging out with us. You know all our social media has been the same for years. Baynet Show. Baynet approved, because I had to change one that had that Ratchet Cruise name in it. And Heavy Mixing, 2X's, no G, Ember's Journey, 2E's. No why. Alright, we out, y'all. Holler at us, continue to support us, download the app. We are on all your playlists, stores, iTunes, all that shit. We there, y'all. Just download it. It's the Baynet Show. You got something to say before we go?
I don't.
We out.
Yeah. BangNatRadio.com.